Senate Bill 57, and I believe Senator Sutton has joined the Senate Education Committee. If he would come forward to present Senate Bill 57. It's a bill that's an act to allow school boards to initiate an election to change the size of the school board. Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. It's a pleasure to be before you today. Today is a simple bill, Senate Bill 57. What it would allow you to do, or allow school boards to do, is to decrease the size of their school board membership. Instead of going to the petition and having signatures, they could just expedite it themselves and save that process of a step. If they think it's going to go to a vote, they can just go ahead and expedite that. It should save time and move the process along. So simply, we just added on line 11, the board may, by resolution, call for the election of a purpose of voting upon the question of the change in number of board members or the establishment of school board representation areas. So it's a may, it's not a shall, it's permissive, and I just thought it would be move the process along in a good fashion and give board members that flexibility. With that, Mr. Chairman, I know there's others that would like to testify on this, but I'd be happy to answer any questions that any committee member may have at this time.
Any questions at this time for Senator Sutton? If not, I'm sure that you'll be sticking around for
I would do that. Thank
final
you.
Vote. Yes. Any further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, Diana Miller representing the ESD Plus 5 school districts, and we would just indicate that we too are in support of this. We think this is an efficiency type bill, and we agree that probably the local voting process ought to be similar to the legislative process, where you have the authority to put things on the ballot and save taxpayers and constituents time. If we know we're going to go to a vote, it just makes more sense to do it in the most efficient and effective manner we can. And all we're asking is another option. Taxpayers can bring it still through the petition process, but we would like the board also the option to just put it on the ballot. And I would thank you, Mr. Chairman, and be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions? Any further proponents? Senate Bill 57.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Gene Ank representing the Associated School Boards. This bill was in vogue last year, and it went away, and I sat through the discussion, and if someone would ask me why it went away, I couldn't be able to tell you. But let me give you again a little bit of history. Some of our boards that exist with more than five, and we have to have a minimum of five, came about through the, as I understand it, through the last round of consolidation, which was back when. Hank Costers is in our office, and he reminds me of those things. And it was to represent various schools that came together, so they end up with a nine-person board. And I don't think it's a secret that we're declining in population some places, and it just makes sense for them to cut that back and find people that are willing to run and put that vote where it ought to be. So I would hope you would support this. I think it'll solve some problems out there.
Mr. Ink, I do have, and since you deal with school boards and school law, I notice here that we say that we may increase, and I think when Senator Sutton testified, I believe he said to decrease the size is kind of why they want this. I think it's the Madison School District that's talking. May they do both, increase or decrease?
Yes.
They may.
Yes.
Okay.
On this bill, with this bill.
With this bill, yes. And so you
can increase now.
Pardon?
They can increase now.
Increase now, and this makes it possible to decrease. Tell me, do you feel that there would be a time when a school board, let's say that you've got a seven-member board, in fact, I can just remember very plainly when we had a situation in our local district where a couple school board members that, I mean, there was just a big difference between in the five people. But let's say that had been a seven-member board and there was one person on there that really had been a problem. The school board then decides with this that they would pass a resolution and there would be a vote to decrease the size to five. There may not be the desire of the community to do this or to have this election, but by petition at least we get some kind of an idea if there's support. Do you see that as a possible problem with this?
No.
You don't?
No. Matter of fact, the main problem that we're dealing with is the fact that we are shrinking, and we have to be able to adjust. The discussion centered around Rapid City, who happens to be a school board that, in my time here, has increased by two. And that was to take care of a growing, as I understand it, some people might know better than I, a growing population that had neighborhoods in it, and Rapid City's a rather sprawling kind of city. So that was done to take care of that. Well, when somebody then brings that up, they start to say, well, gee, we could take them away just as well. Well, that would have to be all balanced out, and we'd have to go through a process, and the people would get a chance to vote on it.
Thank you. Any further questions of Mr. Inc? Thank you. Any further proponents? Senate Bill 57.
I just stand in here, Elaine Roberts from the South Dakota Education Association, and we support the bill.
Thank you.
Christy Johnson, school administrators, ditto.
Any further proponents with lengthy speeches? Any further proponents? Seeing none, we'll then move to the opponents of Senate Bill 57. Any opponents of Senate Bill 57? Seeing none, we will then close to committee discussion and action.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Olson.
I like the bill. Obviously, I'm on it, as a number of other people are, but I think it's good government. I'm very familiar with Dr. Sweet at Lake Central, and I think it reflects the time, so I'd move due pass on Senate Bill 57.
Do I hear a second? Seconded by Senator Huttmacher. Just one question I'd have for Senator Sutton at this time. Senator, why does Madison want a decrease? Is it for what Mr. Inc has mentioned, shrinking enrollment and size and so on? Is that the real, what is the real reason that they want to be able to do this?
Visiting with a couple of the board members there, just saving dollars and just decreasing their size, and just saying we want to be proactive in doing this, and let's just, we can move the process along by having that vote. And if the people decide they want to leave it at the current number, they can do that. But there's a couple members that are retiring off the board, and they just think it's a good time to do that decrease, and they could move along with this bill.
How many do they have now?
Nine. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any further questions of anyone? Any further discussion? We have a motion. We have a second. We have 2 seconds. We have... I just... Senator Dugard, I know. There are just many times I don't make my real feelings known, do I? Okay, let's move on then, hearing no further discussion on this. Those in favor will vote aye, those opposed will vote nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Dugard.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Huttmacher.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Rose.
Aye.
7 yeas, no nays.
Senate Bill 57 has received 7 votes to move to the floor with a due pass. I now hear someone that is suggesting this go to... the consent calendar. Any objections to that from the committee? No objections. We will then have a second for that.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Consent calendar.